in the last couple of years, a huge reduction in the amount of weanlings produced. For example, a mart like Ballinair, a reduction of over 1,600 weanlings sold in 2018 over 2016. So that means there's 1,600 suckler cows less. And the selection of a beef heifer to go on to make a beef cow is a tradition handed down from farmer to son here in the Northwest, which we are the best suckler farmers in Ireland and in the world probably here in the Northwest. And then this beef genetic scheme was introduced where they award stars to different cows. And most of the high rating stars are related to the milk strain, to the Friesian produced cows. And the quality of the weanling has gone down. As a subsequent of that, we have an awful lot less exports. Now, the beef industry is worth $10 billion a year to the economy. It employs thousands of people in meat factories, haulage, butcher shops, across the line. And it is the backbone of the Irish economy, and it is failing. So what we're looking for is that scheme to be scrapped and a proper scheme to support the quality suckler cow to be sustained and to bring back all the generation of genetics that was there in the Northwest in relation to the suckler cow, which is being lost at the moment. The fact of the matter that it costs about €650 to maintain a suckler cow on an Irish farm in the Northwest because of the length of the winters. But this money, we need to subsidise the cow to increase the numbers so that the industry itself will increase in numbers and maintain the jobs that are employed, as I said, throughout the industry of the beef industry.